Close your eyes. Make your mind one with the breath. Don't go splitting off anyplace else. Just be with the breath all the way in, all the way out. We're dedicating marriage to the Queen Mother, passed away 100 days ago. When you give your meditation to someone else, you want to make sure your meditation is going well. And the value of the mind is high, and the value of the mind is higher the more unified it is. So bring it together to be one with the breath. We're paying homage to her not only because of her status, but that's one of the minor reasons. The major reason was that she used her status well. She could have lived in the palace comfortably all the time, but she didn't. Her husband was determined to help the people of Thailand, especially the people out in distant areas where civilization or modernity had not reached. There were no roads, there were no canals. He would go to these very difficult areas, sometimes way up in the mountains, and she would go with him. So we're concerned for the people, realizing that if you're going to develop your perfections, you have to be willing to put up with difficulties. And I just hope that everything will come your way easily. So we take that as a lesson. We look at our lives. What goodness are we going to make out of our lives? We may not have the status that she had. But as the Buddha said, that's not the sort of thing that matters. What matters is not so much how you come, but how you go. There are people who come in darkness and go in darkness. The people who come in darkness and go in light. People who come in light go in darkness, and those who come in light and go in light. She's an example of someone who came in light. She came in high status, and she used her status well. But whatever our status is, what has been as we're born, that's not the important thing. It's what we make of ourselves. And to go in light means that you lead your life in a way that's generous, virtuous. You develop the good qualities of the mind. So take her as an example of how you can go in light and how you don't let your coming in light go to your head. A lot of people who come in light, but they get complacent. They feel they're already good as they are. And then they abuse their power, they abuse their status, they abuse their wealth. And it pulls them down. So if you have come in light, make sure you don't let that light go to your head. Remember that you want to go in light. You have to do things in this lifetime. You have to put up with difficulties. Not just put up with them, but actually seek them out sometimes in order to develop your perfections. So when we think of the people who passed away, we want to think of the goodness, the things that they've done that show us that the human life can be used well. Take them as an example. That's when ceremonies like this really have worth.